Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Juan Pablo from the 100% Finance Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you guys tuned in to the podcast. So we have a great episode today with a good friend of mine, Kevin. I met Kevin at a networking event, NSA, National Speakers Association. So a bunch of speakers from various backgrounds attend these meetings just so they can perfect their craft. That's what it's all about, getting better and better day by day in every way. So I have Kevin on here, and he actually spoke at the event. And after he spoke, I was just he had me on the edge of my seat as I was listening to him speak. And I just said, you know what, I have to talk to this guy. I got to have him on a podcast, because it'll be perfect for him to talk about the subject, overcoming hardships. Because I know many of you guys are entrepreneurs out there. That's our audience, Kevin, entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs and real estate investors. And they want to get started, but many of them face hardships. Sometimes the hardships may seem so insurmountable that they fail to continue to push for it. So I would like to welcome Kevin. Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
Hey, it's very nice to be with you here tonight. Very much so.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kevin. Thanks for carving out the time out of your busy schedule to give back to some of the listeners here. So without further ado, let's jump into it, Kevin. First question I have for you is this. Can you please tell us about you and yourself and your story?
Well, Juan, to let you know, I was a corporate executive in a real estate firm. I was EVP of finance. I've been in real estate nearly my entire life, and everything was going along fine. And one day, out of the blue, our company found out that they were being investigated by the FBI and the North Carolina Attorney General's office for fraud at one of our real estate projects in North Carolina. And it came as a huge shock to us, and something that there was almost no way to stop the investigation. But I was an officer of the company, and they were alleging that certain laws were broken at this particular project in the selling of lots. And over a course of what ended up being several years, as the investigation went on, the feds wore me down and ultimately asked me to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy, or they would prosecute me and I would face up to 20 years or more in prison. So I ended up taking the plea deal. So that's the thumbnail sketch of what happened, and the journey that ensued after that is the subject of my book, ButtonerPrisonDiary.com, and of my website at JohnKevinFoster.com.
Wow, that had to be scary in the moment to receive that call. And
it was... Yes, it really was scary, because you can go through your entire life and operate in the highest amount of honesty and integrity, and then someone makes an allegation and everything that you've worked for your entire life goes away in a split second. And the fact is that the feds have far more money to prosecute you and throw all the resources against you, and you just cannot fight them. You literally cannot fight them. And it just throws you totally upside down, and your relationships all get into a tumble.
Yes, I can definitely see that, Kevin. So for the entrepreneurs that are listening here today, and they hear a hardship like that, in all honesty, the hardships I face, whether it's trying to raise capital for a real estate investment deal or trying to analyze a deal or improving my FICO score so that I can get the best financing terms, none of that holds a candle to what you've experienced. So if you don't mind sharing with us, Kevin, out of this hardship that you've overcome, apparently, or obviously, I should say, what takeaways did you get from this experience?
Well, one of the first things that I think entrepreneurs should realize is that there are about 4,500 laws that the feds can nail somebody on and wish you can actually do prison time on. And it doesn't take much of a slippery slope for an entrepreneur to go down before he's facing the other side of it. And because there's 4,500 laws, an entrepreneur may not even realize that he is violating any laws whatsoever until after the fact. And that's probably the very first takeaway, is that you have to be very, very cognizant of the different laws that you're doing. And a lot of people and entrepreneurs, it's very, very common that they walk the gray line, that they could be on either side of law at any given moment. And especially when a business is failing, or if there is a project that somebody is under pressure on, there are a lot of entrepreneurs, and I met plenty of them while I was in prison, that will keep on falling down that slippery slope. And that's the first thing that I would like to warn somebody about, is that it is very, very easy to do. And the second thing that I would like to mention, you are in a place in your life where everything that happens to you really does happen for a reason. And what I learned from my own experience here and from hard times that I've had in the past, because I've had financial successes and I've had financial failures, but I've always learned more from my financial and personal failures than I ever learned from my successes. So one of the big takeaways I think here is to be able to maturely take a look at where you're standing at any given moment and be able to say to yourself that it is not as bad as I think it's going to be, that I will get through this, and I will be a stronger person when I do get through it. But what lesson is it that I need to learn from this experience at this moment? And if an entrepreneur can actually look at their position in the moment, I believe that the pathway to get to the other side of that problem is a whole lot easier.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. Now, listeners out there, I just want to just put this out there that this is not an episode of Scare Straight. All right, so let's keep that in mind, right? But it is important to CYA, which is consult your attorney, consult your accountant, cover your assets, however you want to define CYA. And keep in mind, guys, do not be afraid to take action as a result of listening to this podcast episode, because our goal here is to share with you the good, the bad, and the ugly of business, real estate, and so forth. Many people out there, they want to show the glitz and glamour of investing. You might see them on YouTube and how they flash the fancy cars and the big houses. But there's ups and downs to this game of business, right? And we just want to be able to share with you full transparency, okay? And I appreciate your transparency, Kevin, so much. And that leads me to my next question, Kevin, in regard to the hardship you face. Without those hardships, do you think you will be a better man? Or maybe I should rephrase it. Do you think you'll be a better man if you did not experience those hardships, or did those hardships make you a better man, and why?
I could not be who I was today if I did not go through those hardships. And I can tell you, just from a personal standpoint, I had a lot of personal success in my life. I lived in a $2 million home. I drove a Maserati and an S500. I owned a place in the Virgin Islands. I had all that. But in my lifestyle, I was operating out of the ego. I was defining myself by what I owned, how much money I made, what country club I belonged to, what cars I was driving. And when you go through these hardships and all that's taken away from you, then you're more likely to move from position out of the ego and into your true authentic self, which is where I went to. And that may sound scary when you're defining yourself by the ego, but it's a much safer place ultimately when you're able to move to your true self. And I would never have been able to do that without going through these hardships. My ego would never have allowed me to. But it's going through these hardships where what was once important to you becomes unimportant, or there's a shift where it's not as important, that where your personal relationships, your authenticity become much more important in your life than just strictly how much money you're making or what you've been able to accumulate. And once you've made that shift, there is a joy and peace that you find in that attitude, in that belief. And that was one of the key things that happened to me. Now, this does not mean that I don't want to make a lot of money or that I don't have a lot of nice things, because I do. But the point being is that I do not define myself by those things like I used to. And that's important to realize.
That's powerful. The true sense of authenticity. So let me ask you this, Kevin. I'm sure that you've experienced a lot through that period of hardship with you. You know, not only just going through the back and forth with the FBI, but actually going to prison. What were you thinking about mainly when you were going through the situation?
Just basic survival, in a lot of ways. And you start questioning, what was I thinking? Why didn't I see this coming on? You start questioning every decision that you've ever made, the different relationships of the people that are also involved. You start questioning a lot of just about yourself, and it really makes you go very, very deep. And you start asking your questions that you have never asked before. It is a wake-up call that I really would not wish upon anybody. But in my case, it was definitely necessary in order to wake me up from the sleep that I was in to become more of an enlightened person.
Yeah, that's important as well, guys. It's really important to be self-aware, just take a step back and see what's going on. Just being aware of the signs. And I think that's true, Kevin. Most people ignore the signs that are happening because everything is good and gravy, so they don't think about the repercussions of their actions or of their network. So my next question to you, Kevin, is how can an entrepreneur leverage a hardship into triumph if they too, much like yourself, were going through that troubling hardship?
I think that where they'll end up taking themselves, that they're going to be able to understand the path that they're on, that those lessons of self-awareness will translate throughout their lives. See, there's a thing that I really came to realize there, that we all go through these different paths in lives, and Joseph Campbell describes it as the hero's journey. And we live in these different ordinary lives, how we would say ordinary life. And for whatever reason, we get thrown out of that ordinary life. And when we get thrown out of that ordinary life, it's like we go into exile. We come into very unfamiliar territory. For me, that was the whole path of dealing with the FBI and the U.S. prosecutor's office, ultimately going to prison. I spent 28 days in solitary confinement, met people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, obviously, everyone from drug dealers to other white-collar criminals to you almost name it. But all these people were very influential in getting me through my journey. And who would ever think that one of your best friends would be a Hell's Angel or somebody who laundered a couple hundred million dollars for the mob? But these guys were my allies. These were my friends in prison. And likewise, when an entrepreneur goes through hard times, doors are going to open for him and people are going to be there that he would never expect to help him, to be allies. And people will cross your path and provide help and guidance. And sometimes they don't. Sometimes they are there. They are your dragons that you have to slay in order to work your way down this path. But every one of those people brings a lesson. If you constantly ask yourself, why is this situation or why is this person in front of me? Ask that question. What lessons is it that I need to learn from this person? And how can I leverage that relationship, that person, that struggle in order to make it through this particular journey that I'm on? Because when an entrepreneur does go through a hardship, go through financial hard times, the failure of a business, it is a journey. It has a beginning, and hopefully it has an end. And there are dragons that are going to have to be slayed, and you're going to meet helpers along the way. It is very natural, and this is very common as part of our human DNA. Most of our movies, most of the stories that we tell, the fables, the myths, are all based on our hero taking a journey and having people help him along the way and having trials and tribulations, being able to go into the belly of the whale, for example. Think of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz and the tests that she went through down the path of the yellow brick road and meeting a straw man and a tin man and a lion, for heaven's sake, and be able to go through those paths and be able to find out. And at the very end, she found out at the very end that all she had to do was click her heels together and she could go home. But she would never have known that unless she had gone down that path and had those helpers along the way.
That's true. Oftentimes the solution to a problem can be so simple, but you might have to go through those experiences and force those relationships in order to realize it. So, Kevin, we've met at NSA, which is a speaking association, which helps you improve your speaking skills, and you receive positive criticism about your speech. So please connect the dots and let us know, why are you in NSA? How does that relate to your experience, your hardship? And if you choose to, how do you intend to monetize that?
Well, when I first went down this path back in 2007. I had very little information available to me. I ultimately pled guilty in March of 2010 and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. And when I started doing research on the internet, I could find almost nothing about what a white-collar guy could experience in prison, what to expect and how to prepare. And in that course, I said to my wife, I said, you know, I think that when this is all over and done with, I'd like to be able to help other people. I like to be able to help guys that are facing the same situation that I am in prepare and go to prison. And for others to feel the comfort that what they're about to go through, that they can make it through it themselves. So we set it up so that I would write every day when I was in prison. I had access to a closed email system, and I would write to her about my experiences in prison every day. Now, not every day there was experiences that would ultimately be meaningful to other people, but we continued to write every day. And as I wrote, she copied and pasted into a Word document and saved all my writings. Ultimately, I got out of prison. And now I'm going through and taking those writings, and I have produced a blog at johnkevinfoster.com where I specify and detail out everything that happened to me. And a lot of this is tips on how to survive prison life, what happened. And I have taken my blog and I have available Butner Prison Diary ebook subscription. Ultimately, it is going to be edited and abridged. It's going to be available on Amazon and in print form, but it's available as an ebook subscription now. And makes it a lot easier for someone to be able to read about those experiences that I had. In addition, I am currently consulting for other white-collar people who are about ready to go to prison and helping them and their families on their path and preparing to go to prison. Typically, when somebody is sentenced, a white-collar person is sentenced, they have time to prepare to wrap up their business. In my case, quite unusually, I had 18 months before the time I was sentenced to the time I actually had to report. But more typically, it would be maybe 6 months or a year before someone would actually report to prison. And while a person has that time, they can wrap up their business, and I am there to help them prepare to go to prison. The speaking is something that I've always wanted to do in order to be able to pass along a lot of the tidbits and my journey, my spiritual journey in prison, and be able to relate it. And the reason for this is what I went through being in prison. My physical incarceration is really a metaphor for imprisonment, which we all exist, it all exists in the outside world to everybody else, whether it's a failing marriage, drug addiction, addiction of any kind for that matter, stuck marriage, you know, you can name it. People are imprisoned by a lot of different things. And I like to speak to those people about what I have learned and how they can benefit from my experiences. So I am monetizing my experiences through the consultant, through the book, as well as through the speaking.
Wow. So You hear that firsthand, guys, that the approach that Kevin has taken. And I definitely applaud you, Kevin, for taking this approach. You've experienced an extreme hardship, and you made that similar to many other hardships, but to me, that's like the most extreme for someone to go through. And you came out, you know, unscathed from that experience. You seem very positive, uplifting, and encouraging, you know, just listening to you. But as you came out of that experience, you said, you know what? A, I want to help people. B, I want to share this word to people. C, oh, I also noticed that there's a need because there's no one else currently that's filling that demand. D, let me perfect my craft so I can be a better speaker and potentially a better author. And E, let me monetize it and promote it. And I think that's a great five-step program or five steps that you're implementing now to monetize this hardship. So that's the great thing, guys, about hardships. It's a lot of takeaways, and he has a wealth of information, experiences, and an amazing story to share that he could potentially profit from greatly. So I know you said your market is primarily people who experience a hardship, such as, you know, a white-collar crime going to prison. But even me personally, I haven't experienced that. But I would definitely just want to listen to your audiobook or read your ebook, whatever platform you have, just to get access to that experience as well as to see what takeaways I can get from it. You know, even though my hardship may not have been as severe as yours. So the next question I have for you, Kevin, is what three people, you mentioned some people earlier, but what three people had the biggest impact through this hardship?
Well, the first one's got to be my wife. You know, without her, it would have been a very, very difficult experience. It's commonly accepted that 80% of all relationships end when one of the partners goes to prison. And I experienced that firsthand. I mean, I witnessed it rather firsthand. A lot of guys that were in prison had no one to talk to, no emails, no visits. No one was sending them any money in. And by the way, it's expensive being in prison because you got to buy everything that you need if you want to have any creature comforts at all. But people had nothing. People had nobody to talk to. It's terrible. It's prison can be a very, very lonely place. And my wife, bless her heart, she came up and visited me at least once a month. It's a 6-hour drive from Atlanta up to Butner, North Carolina. She was there for me. And I offered her divorce, and she said no, for better or for worse. So she stuck it out, and that was very, very important. And she's been very encouraging in my new career as well. Very, very encouraging. The second person, there was a staff psychologist at Butner who ran the drug program for the five prison facilities that were at this large complex. She herself had went through some very, very difficult times in her life, and she never disclosed what those difficult times were, but they were life-changing. And she went through a spiritual journey. And she came through her spiritual journey, and she thought to herself, you know, here I am with some of the most broken men in the world, and they can benefit from the lessons that I learned. And so she put together a program called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, and 12 men a year were invited into this program, and I was one of them. And so my other brothers, the 11 other brothers I went through, we met once a week through group discussion, books, movies, just through a lot of different platforms. We were able to evaluate our lives, and we were all put on a spiritual path to be able to look at our lives and how we were living and the impacts that we had on other people and on ourselves, how our own actions had really happened. And so she really took us through a very difficult journey. And when you spend a lot of time really looking with introspection at your life and how you think and where you've been and where you want to go through, having a guide is very, very essential. So I really credit her for it. And to this day, I will leave her messages on her voicemail with gratitude, thanking her for all that she did for me and for the other guys as well. And then the third person was a banker who got a sentence of over 20 years. He ended up serving 17 years, most brilliant man I've ever met. And we would spend hours and hours walking the track together and talking. And he was brilliant. He had an IQ of like 173. Give you an indication, he wrote a 400-page book with number two pencil by hand, quoting as references 200 different books. The guy was amazing. He had absolute photographic memory. And I learned so much from David. It was incredible. He really opened my eyes to a lot of different worlds I would not have been associated with. And my only regret right now is that he was released and we do not talk often enough. But he was very influential on my path as well.
Excellent. Any words of wisdom to those young entrepreneurs out there who want to get started, but they're facing some hardships?
Stick to it. Realize that the path that you're on and everything that that happens to you happens for a reason. It is very difficult to look back and say, I should have done this, I should have done that. Don't do that. That's a waste of time. But it is important to say, what lessons did I learn? I can't change the past, but what lessons did I learn by making these different decisions? And again, why am I going through it? What is it that this particular person is bringing into my life at this time? I would say, stick to the path, work it through, and realize that there is a much more deeper meaning to why you are here than just the money. And just keep your head straight and just keep on plowing forward. Very important.
Perfect, perfect. And last question for you, Kevin. Are there any products, any business, any services, any blog or website, any promotion that you want to do right now?
Again, I would strongly encourage people to go to johnkevinfoster.com. My first name is John, but I go by Kevin. But John Kevin Foster has my blog out there. It makes for very, very interesting reading. Subscribe to my book, my ebook. You get monthly updates of all the blog postings. Look for my future book, unnamed right now, which will be out in 2018. And I am available to speak in front of church groups, business associations, almost anywhere. I'm trying to perfect my speaking skills at this point. And if you happen to know anybody who is facing the ultimate humiliation of being indicted and facing prison time, you can send them my way. Again, all that information is at johnkevinfoster.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin, for your time. I greatly appreciate you sharing your story and being very candid and open with us. But as always, guys, this is to your success. Continue to earn passively and live passionately. Peace.